Cassius Clay liked to shock people. He was a boxer who liked to brag about how great he was. He liked to show off to get attention, and sometimes spoke in poetic rhymes. And he liked to win. But he was only 22 years old. He had never fought for the World Heavyweight Championship, the most coveted title in boxing. He was considered to be fast, but not quite tough enough. Sonny Liston was the champion. He had held on to his championship title for nearly 2 years. He was powerful, experienced, hard-hitting, and fierce. Many other boxers were afraid to get into the ring with him. On February 25, 1964, a boxing match took place in Miami Beach, Florida, between the Louisville Lip, as Clay was known, and the powerful champ Liston. Once the fight began, Liston tried to overpower Clay, but Cassius moved quickly and danced away from the big man's punches. As the rounds went by, 32-year-old Sonny Liston grew tired. His legs felt heavy. Clay, meanwhile, continued to move with grace and speed, darting in to hit Liston again and again. After 6 rounds, Liston was worn out. He could not come out to meet Clay for the 7th round. The fight was over. Cassius Clay had won. Clay erupted from his own corner and leaped onto the ropes around the ring. "I shook up the world," he shouted as people filled the ring to celebrate. "I shook up the world." By defeating Sonny Liston, Clay became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Soon after, Cassius Clay shocked his family and the world again when he changed his religion from Christianity to Islam, and his name to Muhammad Ali. As the years went by, Ali would be a champion time and again. He would go on to surprise people both in and out of the ring. Through it all, he would show the same unique style and courage he had shown in 1964. After his big win against Sonny Liston, he yelled out to the crowd, "I am the greatest!" In the years that followed, he proved it. The first Cassius M. Clay. The first Cassius Marcellus Clay was a white man born in 1810 in Kentucky. Though his father owned slaves, young Clay was against slavery. When he grew up, he spoke out against it. He published an anti-slavery newspaper called The True American. His views were very unpopular in the South. He was attacked by mobs, and his family suffered. Clay worked to get Abraham Lincoln elected president in 1860, and during the Civil War, he led a group of volunteer soldiers who fought to defend Washington, D.C. During and after the war, he served as America's minister to Russia. After returning to the United States, he worked for the Republican Party for many years before he died in 1903. Clay's anti-slavery views inspired a black family to name their son after him in 1912. In 1942, that man, Cassius Clay Sr., named his son Cassius Clay Jr.